You tell me why she would give you a phone.
The terms were communicated.
She said, well, I can buy it, and then you can just pay me back for it when you get paid.
Then young friends have a disconnect.
She starts texting me. One day she wants me to have the phone, the next day she wants it back.
Even the grown-ups are stumped.
It's a really confusing thing.
It's super confusing, and I'm not easily confused.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Kylie Stroud says, former friends Desiree Wisnett and her sister Anastasia won't return her iPhone. Kylie is also suing for slander.
Order. All rise.
Case number 27 on the calendar, the matter of Stroud versus Wisnett. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat, please.
How are you related to each other?
She's my sister.
How old are you?
18.
How old are you?
20.
How old are you?
20.
Who do you live with?
My mother and father.
Who do you live with?
My mother.
Oh, my other sister. I don't live with my mom.
Raise your hand if you have children. Raise your hand if you're going to have children. Soon.
Yes, ma'am.
Have to find something else to do. Mm. Constructive.
I agree.
Look at your mother. Yeah. Get an education, get a job, have a career, have a life. Where's her phone?
It's gone.
Who did she give it to?
She gave it to me.
When did she give it to you?
In December, towards the end of December.
Why did she give it to you?
Because she purchased a new phone, iPhone 8 Plus.
Did you do that with your money?
Yes, I did, with a credit card, yes.
From your job?
Yes.
And how much do you make at this job?
I make between $400 to $500 a week.
Gross or net? That's not a hard question. If you're pregnant, you should know the difference between gross and net.
It's gross.
Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Yes. It's about $1,500 a month.
Gross or net? What do you take home?
I take home $450 a week.
Do you have a car?
Yes, I do.
Who bought the car?
I did.
Have a loan on the car?
Yes.
So with that $450, you pay off the loan and insurance?
Yes.
Good. And how pregnant are you?
About 11 weeks.
And you plan on staying home after you have this baby, or is this baby going to be taken care of by your mother?
I'm going to stay home and get stable and have everything get together and planning on moving out.
What does that mean?
I don't think she plans on just staying home for the amount of weeks that she's allotted for, you know.
And then you're going to take
and
care.
And then I'll be taking care.
Then you're
care,
taking,
yes.
Then you're a mom all over again.
Yes.
And how old are you?
I'm 43. Sure. Yeah, I wasn't too happy.
Yeah, good. Now you can sit down. Now I know you're normal. Okay, so let me flush this out for you. I don't know whether you sold her the phone or gave her the phone. I'm going to find out. But it would seem to me that if you are 20 years old, living at home, you have a job, you have a baby, you don't spend $800 for a phone and then don't like that phone and buy a different phone for another $800 on a credit card. Not smart. I know you can have a phone that doesn't cost $800. Now I'm going to come back to you. You tell me why she would give you a phone that's worth $800. Don't look over there. Look over here.
We were friends at the time.
Friends. Good friends who work and who work hard enough to make $450 a week. Don't give a friend an $800 phone. Doesn't happen. What do you do to occupy your time?
Right now I'm a waitress at a...
So you work.
Mm-hmm.
When she transferred the phone to you, what were you doing?
When she transferred the phone to me, I was working at Pizza Hut.
Okay, so you were working.
Yes, ma'am.
And you needed a phone.
Yes, ma'am.
So, tell me about it.
We made an agreement after she got herself in a bind wanting to take the 8 Plus back because she realized she didn't need it. We made an agreement that I would pay her, and I had given her $400 for the phone. And then she starts texting me. One day she wants me to have the phone, the next day she wants it back. So she started contacting all my family about it.
I don't care about your family. I don't care about harassment. I don't care about anything else. I care only about the phone.
Okay, so I told her that I was gonna get a new phone in my mom's name through a different company, and that once I got my new phone, she could have her phone back in result of her giving me the money I have given her for the phone.
What?
I had given her money for the phone.
There's no such word as given.
Well, given money for the phone, and I told her that once I received the money I gave for the phone, she could have her phone back.
Did she also transfer to you another piece of equipment?
Yes.
What other piece of equipment did she transfer?
It was an Apple Watch.
An Apple Watch. And why would she transfer an Apple Watch to you?
She paid for it with a credit card at Walmart.
Just a second. She paid for it?
Yes.
I don't care whether you paid for it in gold or silver or Bitcoin or cash. She paid for an Apple Watch. Why did she give it to you?
Because we made an agreement that I would pay her back for it.
Okay. So now she's given you a phone and an Apple Watch.
Yes, ma'am.
That she purchased. How much did you pay for the phone?
$940.69.
On what date?
July 11th of 2017.
And on what date did you purchase the Apple Watch?
It was sometime between February of 2018.
Sometime in February of this year?
Yes, ma'am.
And when did you transfer both items to her? On what date?
The phone was on February 10th. And the Apple
February 10th of
2018. And the Apple Watch was a week prior to that, so around February 20th of 2018.
No, if it was a week prior, that means before.
I mean, I'm sorry, a week after.
And how much money was she supposed to pay you for both things?
$856.
For both?
Yes.
Who has the Apple Watch?
It has been returned.
To whom?
To Walmart.
By whom?
We both took it back together.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Did you get a credit for it?
No, she kept the money for it.
Who pays your credit card bill?
I do.
Something's not processing right
when
here.
When I purchased the Apple Watch, I had actually paid cash first, and then I paid with my debit card. I had saved up money from Christmas and stuff, so I had money put up.
It resulted in we were sitting at her house, and I was going to purchase it with my next check by myself, and they were on sale at Walmart at the time, and we were sitting in her room, and she said, well, I can buy it, and then you can just pay me back for it when you get paid. And that's how the conversation went.
Just a second. She already had it. Why would you return it? You mean you bought it when it was on sale?
Yes, we bought it when it was on sale, and then I realized that...
You bought it on her credit card. She just said she paid cash for it.
No, she paid with her card, one of her cards.
For the watch?
For the watch.
And then you returned it, you said?
Yes, she's the one that took me to return it in her car, as well as she took me to pick it up and when she paid for it. She was with me when I received the cash from returning it. They gave us cash back, and I asked her, did she want the cash? And she said, no, you can pay me back at a later date.
That is incorrect.
It sounds something...
It's very confusing. Sorry, it's a really confusing
no,
thing.
No, it's super confusing, and yeah. I'm not easily confused.
Yeah, I'm not either, but this one was really confusing.
Did you finally understand it?
I did, and I actually helped her write a text about it to Desiree, explaining, like, what was owed, what was paid and stuff.
No, well, that's after
and
the fact.
Yes.
I don't care what she wrote to her after the fact. I'm trying to figure out what the two of them did, what kind of scam they were trying to do.
I'm trying to figure it out. I don't think they were trying to scam. I think it was like buyer's remorse. I think that, from what I understood, was Desiree had lost her job and didn't have the money, so she had returned the watch to get the money back to pay bills. That's the only thing I understood out of the whole situation on the watch issue.
I didn't lose my job at Pizza Hut, nor...
Well, you're not working at Pizza Hut anymore. Now you're working as a waitress.
I work as a waitress, yes,
but
I do.
So you're not working at the same place anymore.
No, but I didn't lose my job. I resigned. I put in my two-week notice and did it the
Just
right way.
Just a second. Whatever it is, you were no longer working there. Now I got it.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
So she returned the watch and she got the cash.
Okay.
Perfect. Got it. Now, you had made an arrangement with her to pay you for both items.
Yes.
$850?
Yes.
Okay. Watch, she doesn't have anymore. She took back.
Got
the cash. How much cash did she give you altogether for both the phone and the watch?
She gave me $400.
So she owes you $450.
Yes, but when I had decided, I said, you know, you can give me the phone back and I'll pay you the money that you gave me, minus the amount that you owed me for the Apple Watch. So I went to the ATM. I had took out $300, and I had gave it to her. We went to Walmart. I was trying to be a good friend. We went to Walmart and got her phone so she can use. It was
Okay. So she gave you $400, and of the $400, you gave her back $300.
Yes.
And that's when I decided that I wanted all of the money. And this is the text message.
No. I'm not buying you. So now she's back up to $750. She paid you $400. That would have meant she owed you $450. You gave her back $300 of the $400 that she gave you. That would mean $750 that she owes you.
Yes.
And then?
And then we went to Walmart, and I gave her $300. When we got a phone, it was $173.
And?
And we were driving back to her house, and she said, no, never mind, I'm just going to pay you. And I said, okay, fine. So we went back to Walmart, returned the phone. She gave me the money back for the phone, which was $173 plus the $100. So she gave me $273 altogether for the Apple Watch.
She owed you altogether $850. Bird, $687?
$577.
Oh, good. So glad you're with me. What else?
My little brother had messaged her, and she had threatened to hurt my little brother. She said he's going to end up getting hurt if she doesn't leave him alone.
I don't care. Everybody has to keep a little busier, doing a little more important things than trying to be stupid. And if you're 18 and 19 and 20 and acting stupid, that's fine. Just don't have children. 577. Is there anything else that you can think of?
Yeah.
Good. Judging for the plaintiff in the amount of 577. We're finished. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I just, you know, trying to be a good friend to someone.
At the time, we were really close friends until she had got pregnant by somebody that wants nothing to do with her. She co-signed for him a car.
She threatened me that I got pregnant by someone, but her sister didn't even know who the father of her child was.
Spent all her money off her credit cards and then became a money-hungry person,
so I don't even know. She's throwing stuff at my face.
That wanted all types of money from anybody she could get money from.
The whole situation is just a lot of stuff going on, but
that she doesn't talk to me no more.
It is what it is, and you lesson learned.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Hinchley versus Hernandez. Step forward.
Vicki Hinchley is suing motorist 20-year-old Leslie Hernandez for hitting her car while she was trying to back into a parking spot.
Mrs. Hinchley, this is your son. You're the actual plaintiff because the car belongs to you. Your son was driving the car. You're how old?
I'm 19.
You weren't there during the course of the accident and have no idea what happened?
No, I was not there.
Good. You can have a seat.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You want to tell me your version of this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen to me. Don't embarrass yourself.
Okay.
Try not to embarrass yourself.
Okay.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
19-year-old Matthew Hinchley says fellow motorist Leslie Hernandez backed into his car while she was trying to park.
Now, on what date did you have this accident?
This accident occurred on October the 17th, 2017.
And you and the defendant go to school together?
Yes, ma'am, we do.
And you were parked in your parking spot?
Yes, I was.
Had you just pulled into the spot or were you leaving?
No, I was leaving. I was coming back from class.
And you were arriving to class?
Yes, I was.
You want to tell me your version of what happened?
Yes. So, I was walking back from class. I was walking into the structure to go to my parked car, and I saw her back into my car up here, and she readjusted and then reparked our car. I continued to walk to the car, saw the damage and looked at her. She looked at the car herself and then looked at me, rolled down her passenger side window and asked, did I hit your car? And I said, yes, ma'am, you did hit my car. And from there, she was kind of rushing the situation, kind of a little flustered, trying to get through it. I asked her, do you want to call the campus security to get a police report?
Go back to your seat.
Yes, ma'am.
So you said to her, you were out of the car because she rolled out the window. You were standing.
Yes, I was.
You were standing at the driver's side.
I was standing at her passenger side door.
At her passenger side?
Yes, she was backing into the parking space.
Oh, she was backing in.
Yes.
Got it. When you said to her, did you want me to call campus security, what did she say?
She said, no, we should just exchange information.
Did you do that?
Yes, we did.
On October 17th, when this happened, did you have current insurance that you can prove to me you had?
I do. I have it with me.
So you had liability?
Mm-hmm.
And what's the deductible on your liability?
I am not sure right now.
So you exchanged information?
Yes, we did.
Did you try to contact her insurance company?
I did.
And?
And I continued to contact her insurance company. Their insurance company played a runaround, and it was actually my mom that dealt more with the insurance company.
I was dealing with the insurance company.
Do you have any documentation of that?
Yes.
I'd like to see it. So they offered you a couple of hundred dollars to go away, her insurance company?
Correct.
Mr. Hinchley, did you notice any damage to the defendant's car?
I noticed some small damage on her quarter panel, yes.
Show me exactly where the damage was.
On her car?
To her car.
On her car, it would have been right here, just behind the passenger side wheel, on the quarter panel.
Okay. So I have a couple of things.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I suggested you not embarrass yourself. It's physically impossible coming out of a parking space for him to hit your car with the side of his car. He can hit it with the front. He could hit it with the back. But he can't slide into it. Do you understand?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
19-year-old Matthew Hinchley says fellow motorist Leslie Hernandez backed into his car while she was trying to park.
Now, did you report this accident to your insurance company?
I did not.
One must only assume you did not report it to the insurance company because?
Because we had both agreed that it wasn't that big of a deal, and it was
only wasn't that big of a deal, why did you give him your insurance information?
I did not give him my insurance information right away. I only gave him my phone number because he had only requested my phone number at first.
Okay, so he gave him his phone number and then he called you and asked you for your insurance information.
He texted me.
And did you give it to him?
I did, because he kept continuously texting me and it was becoming too much. And I was like, all right,
I don't care. You want to tell me your version of this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen to me. Don't embarrass yourself.
Okay.
Try not to embarrass yourself.
Okay. I was coming into the parking garage and I was backing up into a spot. And the plaintiff was backing out of his spot.
And hit your car.
Yeah.
And that's what, so now you're gonna show me the damage to your car.
Yes.
You wanna show me where the damage is to your car? Make a circle. And I'll also take the photographs of the plaintiff's car.
Thank you.
Look, I suggested you not embarrass yourself. You see what you said in your diagram?
Mm-hmm.
That diagram shows that he hit you.
Yes.
In the center of your car. That's what it shows.
It's actually closer to the fender.
No, that's what it shows. That's what you told me happened. This is a scrape on a wheel.
That's on the fender.
Right above the wheel. Okay. And this is where you backed into his car. He can't hit your car with the side of his car.
I understand, and that's why I was completely
understanding. Do you understand that? It's physically impossible coming out of a parking space for him to hit your car with the side of his car. He can hit it with the front. He could hit it with the back. But he can't slide into it. Do you understand?
I understand.
All right, good.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You have an estimate?
Yes, Your Honor.
I'd like to see it. I'd get better insurance if I were you. $21.56, judgment for the plaintiff. Thank you. We're done.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Well, I mean, it's just Judy. Whatever she says goes.
I do not feel I was responsible for the accident that day.
I mean, there's always two sides to one story, right?
I was at school. I was just doing my normal classes. And from there, I was just going home, and she's backing into my car.
They are definitely trying to get more money than this car.
Yes, she did initially say that she admitted fault and that she would pay for it.
Accidents happen.
After that day, she wanted to continue to fight and not pay for it.